everyone. You're listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and Steph's trips to Disneyland. I'm Emily.
And I am Steph. Welcome to episode 32. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a great episode in store for you. But first, let's do some life updates. What do you think, Emily? Do you have anything you'd like to share with the audience?
Let's see. I do have a trip planned in a couple of weeks to the Disney park, so that'll be pretty fun. And then after that, I will be at Walt Disney World, so I'm really excited about that. I'll get to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Pop Century, and Old Key West. So if anybody's at the parks and then happen to find me, come talk to me.
Yeah, so cool. I'm so jealous of your trips, seriously.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. So for me, if you can't tell by my lovely voice, I did get a cold again. But I had mentioned to everyone on a previous episode that I may go back to school, and I just wanted to update everybody and let you know that I did it. I started school. I made that leap. But of course, as luck would have it, I started my first round of seminars the same day I got sick. But I'm excited. I have a lot to do before everything needs to be turned in on Tuesday, and I lost a day. But, you know, it's okay. I will get through it, and nothing's going to stand in my way, and I'll just do the best that I can.
Okay, so let's get into that poll question.
Oh, yes. So I had fun with this one because we talked about It's a Small World in the last episode, Emily, and we were kind of talking about the history of it. So I asked our listeners, do you think It's a Small World is scary or a piece of Disney history? So we did get a few responses. We got three. And I'll start with TJ Foster. They said, I think a piece of history. Don't think about it too hard. Ha ha. Then it gets scary. So this next one, I can't tell you who it's from because it's symbols and I don't understand the symbols. So I do apologize about that. But it does say piece of history. OFC. What does OFC mean? Am I that old?
I must be really old because I have no idea.
I appreciate the comment, though. Thank you so much for taking that time and telling us that you feel it's a piece of history. And then Michaela said it's definitely an iconic ride. I can see why it can be scary with people that have a fear of talking or singing dolls, LOL. It can also be scary with kids since there's no seatbelt, which I find it hilarious that she says that because she was really scared taking my son on there because there's no seatbelt. She's like, what if he stands up? What am I going to do? She said that she couldn't pay attention to the ride. She was paying attention to him the whole time, which I find so sweet. She doesn't have any kids, so she's trying to take care of mine and make sure they come back.
Not worried like that mother. And I don't know if you saw that one in Disneyland Paris, I believe, and the mother, they're stuck there and they're sitting there and they just keep hearing the same music going. Oh, yeah. And they get out of the water. The mom like rolls her pants, moves everything, and they like they're climbing on to the actual like ride.
Oh my goodness. And that's
awful.
Yeah.
And like, why would you do that? And she grabs her kids and they're like, instead of just waiting it out, like most people would, or wait out to get escorted.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. Oh, and I looked up that word, what OFC means, and it means of course.
Oh my goodness. Now I feel dumb.
I text or I message and I spell everything out. I don't
abbreviate
hardly ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the most part, I do too. Okay, so our poll, Emily actually came up with, and she wanted to know what everyone's favorite nighttime spectacular or show was. So we got 17% say World of Color, 17% said Fantasmic, 17% said Paint the Night, but 50% said Fireworks, and nobody said anything for Main Street Electrical Parade. So I guess that wasn't a hit.
Oh, that's a bummer. I like the electrical parade.
You know what? I like it too, purely out of nostalgia, because I remember seeing it as a kid. And I think that's what a lot of people would say about Main Street Electrical Parade. But I know a lot of people would wish that it would just glow away. And that's cool. You know, we want to see new things in the parks. So.
Right. I mean, if they can come up with something unique and maybe, I don't know, like kind of putting those two together, that would be nice. Something maybe different, but just adding that, yeah. I don't know. It'd be nice isn't to see something.
Isn't that what Paint the Night was though? Because you said you've seen it, right?
Yes. It's similar. Paint the Night's similar. Yeah, I got to do the Paint the Night, and they had like a food, the, what is it? The dining package that they had, party. Like a dessert party.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I did that years ago. It was actually a lot of fun. Yeah. The dessert party, I really liked it. Mm-hmm. It was good. We liked that one. And then we did one for the fireworks at Walt Disney World for their last celebration. And that one was really nice. So I think they're worth it if you really want to do something with your family.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about Paint the Night. I would love to see it if they ever do decide to bring it back. Or maybe I just may have to watch videos for the very few people who got to watch Paint the Night, I guess.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a lot of people got to see it.
No, it was a very short time. I remember it's been a while. I know it's before COVID when they had it. And we just happened to be there, and I decided to do the package, and I thought this will be something nice to see, something different at the park. And it was really pretty.
That's awesome. So in this week's episode, we're going to talk about my trip. I did a solo trip, and it was mainly because I was doing a meetup with another set of podcast hosts, and that was a lot of fun. So I did 3 days. I took a day off. And so I did a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now I can't even remember what Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When did I go? Oh, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's when I went. It was only 2 weeks ago, and here I am like, what day was that? but it was a lot of fun. So the cool thing about doing meetups with like podcast hosts is getting to meet the hosts. And so who I went to go see was the host from Rope Drop and Park Hop, Aaron and Katie. They specialize in giving tips and trips, and they're both travel planners as well. But only one of them was a travel planner when I started listening. And I think I started listening before my first trip back to the parks after COVID. So once the parks were reopening, it was great to have podcasts because then they could kind of explain to you all of the things that could and will be happening. And it was nice to have that resource, so I wasn't so intimidated. But their chemistry together is honestly what keeps me listening to them, because a lot of the stuff I already know, but I love listening to them talk to each other. They're just so dynamic, and it's kind of like listening to your best friends. So that's why I love podcasts so much. So it was so great to finally meet Katie, because I had met Aaron before. So that was really cool. And then just to do like an actual meetup, because I've done a meetup before with DL Weekly. And so I met the host of that podcast during D23. So that's really cool. Emily, have you ever done a meetup?
Yes, I actually have. So I've met up with the Sweep Spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lynn. He's one of the co-hosts. And then the other one, we were actually at Disneyland back in February.
Mm-hmm.
We met with another podcaster from Walt Disney World, WDW Beyond the Gates, Mike Hurley. So we hung out with him and his wife, and this was kind of their first trip in a long time to Disneyland. They're more East Coasters, Walt Disney World. They know a lot about it, but it was nice to kind of show them a few things at Disneyland that they, because they were already there a few days by the time we saw them. and then just to see what they, you know, saw. And then they just loved it. He had so much to say, and he's like, I want to come back. He goes, I can't wait to come back. So hopefully we can get him here to give us a little update on how, you know, his Disneyland trip was. Because that would be nice to hear, you know, how he feels about it, especially since he's from Walt Disney World. And they do that all the time, and the difference. And I know there's a lot of things he liked, like the food, for example, and just there was a lot of different things. He'll have to come on here and tell us all about it.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. I'd love to hear a Walt Disney Worlder's perspective of Disneyland. Because you always see, like, on Instagram, all the negative things that people compare the parks. But there's so many wonderful comparisons that you can do. And I know there's also podcasts that do comparison of both parks. So that'd be really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is the history park. This is the one where everything began. I don't know. I'm like, this
Emily's
is the
not biased at all.
This is the OG. I'm like, Disneyland's the OG. I love Walt Disney World. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But Disneyland is the OG that has everything that Walt was involved in. And so it's just, you know, you can't compare it, you know, to Walt Disney World.
I will say, you can say at least that was the vision, because that mm-hmm. was Walt's next project and that was his vision. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you could also say it's kind of Roy's park. So, because Roy was the one who executed everything. So Walt's got a park and Roy's got a park. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's so sweet.
And it's just that love that he had in all of them had for mm-hmm. Walt to complete this. This was like their baby, you know, like, let's complete it after Walt passed away. Yeah. We want to get this done for him. Yeah. So it is the nostalgia behind it too. I think, you know, you have to love both.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that I think that we'll love out of one out of each. You know, there's some things that I, you know, when we go to Walt Disney World, we have to go do the People Mover. We have to do Carousel of Progress. Mm-hmm. Those were things that were at Disneyland that are no longer there.
Yeah.
So we make sure those we always do. You know, a lot of those different rides and things that mm-hmm. they were involved in.
Yeah. Well, what I really liked about my meetup too is that the girls did put a schedule kind of ahead of time, letting everybody know. They decided to do kind of like a group chat. So we were all in like a text group chat. So if you could either be in the group text chat, or you could be in like the Instagram group chat. Either way, information was flowing from both of those. So everybody had plenty of opportunity to come and meet up whenever they could. So that was really nice. My first meetup with them was Friday night, but of course, me being the diehard Disneylander that I am, I was taking the day off of work anyway. So I was going to leave as early as possible so that I could get to the parks early as possible. So of course, you guys know I have a 3-hour drive. So by the time I did get to Disneyland, it was about 10:40 when I parked. And so as soon as I'm walking in and getting ready, I have my friend Ruben and we're texting and he's asking me what I want to eat because he's ready to mobile order things for me. And I so appreciate him taking care of me because I was starving, actually. So me and Ruben met up at Jolly Holiday. And I had that quesabirria sandwich.
Have you had that one,
Emily? Oh my God.
That is amazing. Yes.
So good.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. And the consomme that you dip it in, it's just really good. It's just different. And they took it away for a short while.
Yeah, they did. And then thank God they brought it back because I think it needs to be a staple on the menu now.
Yes. I think it was because it was in such high demand. Everybody's like, why did you get rid of it? It's such a great sandwich. And
yeah.
I just like, you know, I remember Jolly Holiday was where you used to get your annual passes at the time.
Really?
You'd go take your picture. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's what Jolly Holiday became. It was where that's at least as far as I can remember. I would go over there, get my annual pass, take a picture and everything, and we'd pick it up there. So yeah, it changed.
Aww, that's, well,
For the better.
Yeah, because there's nowhere to take any picture for annual passes. There's no picture of me on my magic key, sad.
No, I remember that.
I was kind of actually shocked when he asked me if that's what I wanted, because I didn't even think it was on the menu anymore. But once he told me, you know, is this what you want? And I said, yes. He's honestly my Disneyland best friend. He knows me so well, because he even ordered me a cold brew. So as soon as I get in the park, you know, I make it to Jolly Holiday, but I did kind of dip into the Emporium really quick as I was walking over there, just because I had a plan in mind that I needed to get my hands on a pair of ears. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you knew which pair I was looking for. I was looking for those Guardians of the Galaxy ears. And I was really hoping they would just be in the Emporium, you know, and that I would see them, and then, you know, I could feel better and I knew I was guaranteed to get them, but they were not in there. So I just kept on walking. So I walked to Jolly Holiday, met my friend Ruben, and we sat down and had a very nice lunch. It was a very nice day. We sat there for a good few minutes and then decided we would go ride the Mark Twain, because it was newly refurbished. I unfortunately did not take any pictures of it or even take in all its glory, because I was telling Ruben about a personal story. And so I wasn't even paying attention. I was just talking to him. But while we were on the Mark Twain, he did make sure to point out all of the construction going on at the Haunted Mansion. And so we were just kind of being nosy and taking a look at all of that stuff and wondering what they were going to do, and, you know, just being those nosy Disney adults.
And you got probably a really good view, you know,
you
being on the Mark Twain from the top. You can really see everything that's going on, all the construction.
Sure. Yeah, it's, I mean, I kind of felt bad for Disney. They need higher walls, so we can't do that, you know. But, you know, they probably also know that, so they probably try their best. Either way, people are going to try and make it happen, so they probably just like, eh. Whatever.
It's like when they were doing Galaxy's Edge from Thunder Mountain, you could sometimes see some stuff, not everything, but I mean, you could see just like the top once you would get up in certain areas. So that was always really neat.
Yeah. What I didn't realize when I parked in the parking structure, because I ended up in Pixar Pals, I was on the Cars level. You could actually see the backstage of Galaxy's Edge. And I didn't realize that that's where you see the backstage. And I was like, oh, man, there's a lot to see back here. Let's see what's going on. I'm so nosy. I love to know things that are going behind back there.
That's like when we did the 5K in January. It takes you behind the backstage. Uh-huh. So people were slowing down during the backstage. They were taking videos and recording, especially where they put the trains at night in one of the buildings. So they're recording in there. They're like Snoopy. And just looking at everything. So yeah, no, I get it. Like, you know, I think it was fun to see how everything is backstage. And then you had all the cast members waving you and waving at you and telling you, you know, great job. You're almost there. You got it. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Just being there. That's so cool. So after we got off the Mark Twain, he had to go back to work. He had to go backstage. So he took me to Mickey and Minnie's. So that was the ride that I wanted to go on. And so I got in line. And almost immediately as I get in line, the ride breaks down and they kick us out of the queue. I'm kind of happy they kicked me out this time, because, you know, the last couple of times they wouldn't kick you out. So we immediately got kicked out of the queue. So, you know, at least I didn't, you know, waste a lot of time there, a lot of, you know, park riding time doing that, which I appreciated. So I decided, you know what, I guess this is a great time to go get a cold brew. Yes, another one. Because the one he bought me was from Jolly Holiday, and I needed my Black Cap cold brew from Docking Bay 7. So I mobile ordered.
Try it.
Yes, you do. I'm obsessed. I'm sorry. It's just like my number one thing. So I mobile ordered it, walked my happy little butt over to Docking Bay 7, and of course took pictures of it and posted so everyone would know that I got it. And what did I do after that? I think I just walked around a little bit. I walked over to Rise of the Resistance, just curious to see if, you know, I could get on it. And it said 80 minutes. I was like, no, no, thank you. So I ended up walking over to Pirates. And it said 30 minutes. And I don't know what's going on with Disney. Every time I'm trying to get on Pirates and they have like these long queues, there's nobody at the end of the line showing you where the end of the line is anymore. And I'm trying to find where the end of the line is. And apparently I got in the middle of a group. And so they're passing me. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. People help me.
It's Genie Plus that, you know, added the long line, because Pirates is not normally that long. It's usually pretty quick, like walk on a lot of times. And so that kind of changed everything. Yeah, adding that on there.
Yeah, because now we only have one line. And before we had two, but because one of those is going for the Lightning Lane, then we can't use that second line anymore. So it said 30 minutes. I think I waited about 30 minutes. I don't think I waited any more than that. So it wasn't too bad. And so I got my Pirates on. After that, I decided I wanted to try that photo excursion that Disneyland was doing. And so I walked over to Frontierland where the bridge is, because that's where the line is. There was nobody in line. And there was two photographers there. And I was like, oh, did you guys end for the day? They're like, no, there's just nobody in line. I was like, oh my gosh, my luck. I get there and nobody's in line. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, so you want to do it? And I said, yeah. And they're like, where have you taken pictures? And I'm like, well, in front of the castle, usually, right? I mean, that's usually where you take photos. So they're like, oh, well, let's do Adventureland. And I said, okay, cool. You know, that's fun. So I ended up with one of the photographers. His name was Luis. And we walked over to the Tiki Room. So he took me to the Tiki Room and took pictures of me there. And he was super sweet, always fixing my hair for me, making sure that the shot looked really good, which I really appreciate. And then we walked from the Tiki Room to Jungle Cruise. And we took a few photos around Jungle Cruise, around the queue, around some of the signs. And then he took me to Indiana Jones, to the exit area, and took me over by where the truck is, and then kind of like where the fence is, like overlooking Jungle Cruise. So he got quite a few photos of me everywhere. And I also did a magic shot too, which was really fun. And the whole experience took about like 10 or 15 minutes. But while you're there, you're like chatting and, you know, doing all this stuff. And it was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. I really would have gotten in line to do it again. But by the time that we got back, there was a line, and like a line. And I was like, oh my goodness, how lucky am I that, you know, that I just happened to walk over there and there was no line. It was so cool.
So questions for probably listeners are going to be wondering. Yeah. Is there an extra charge for this?
There is no extra charge if you have the magic key for Inspire and Believe. You get Photo Pass for free. If you are using Genie Plus for the day, you get Photo Pass for free. However, if you have neither of those things, then yes, you will have to buy Photo Pass in order to get those excursion photos.
And then a magic shot. What is that?
A magic shot is where you have to pretend you see something that's not there. It's like green screen.
With the balloons. You can have your balloons. That's like the green screen one.
I think I've seen those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mine was actually the monkeys from Jungle Cruise.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah. So yeah, you can ask for additional magic shots anytime you're doing a photo pass. They may have it, they may not. So that's what's cool about it. So after I did that, I walked over to Space Mountain. And as I was in queue for Space Mountain, that one broke. I had no luck. I had no luck today. And I was also in the single rider queue too. And there was a lot of people in that single rider queue. So, and the line wasn't moving. And I was like, why isn't the line moving? This is really weird that I'm waiting this long in single rider, right? And yeah, so it ended up breaking and I ended up getting off. And so Ruben was texting me because he was handling some things on stage. And so I got to meet him again and we hung out over by, it's a small world. You know, okay, so you know Edelweiss and how there's like this little pathway and then there's like these tables and chairs that are kind of like behind everything. He was telling me that there used to be like boats there or something like that. So we were sitting over there and kind of like, there was actually quite a few people there. It was hard to find a table. We had to go all the way to the back.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about. It's a nice place to like relax in between, you know, if there's a parade happening and you kind of want to sit it out or just, you know, take a break for a little bit. That's another nice place to sit in.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. So, I mean, and throughout my whole trip, the perk about doing a trip by yourself is you get to go at your own pace. So I wasn't really like rushing or doing anything like to slow down and do all these things was just so much fun to me because either way, I'm in the atmosphere of Disneyland. So, I mean, you just can't get anything better than that. And I had been having a rough week anyway. And this was something that I truly absolutely needed. And by the time I left, I was just like happy. I was just, you know, it was everything that I needed.
You probably felt refreshed, huh?
I did. Oh my gosh. Like, I wish I can have that feeling back.
You need it right now. You need your little Disney fix.
I know. So after we did that, I took off and went to Margaret House. I decided at this point, this is where I need to go find my ears, guys. But before I do that, I need to go to Market House and get a hold of my Disneyland cup that I have been wanting. The Starbucks Been There series. I wanted the Disneyland version. So I went in there. Luckily, not a long line. Again, lucky with like opportunities, but not rides for some reason. That's where my luck apparently had to like juxtapose and like, you know, had to like cancel each other out. So I did get in and I got my Disneyland mug. So now I'm the owner of a Disneyland Been There series mug and I'm so happy about that.
It's a very pretty mug. I got that one on my last visit also.
Oh good, I'm glad.
Yeah, and then we had my cousin pick us up the Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom one. So those are just so fun to have just to see the characters and the things that they choose. We got the Magic Kingdom one because it has Sunny Eclipse. So it's one of their quick service restaurants there. And I think it's like the longest standing show that they've had. And so my husband remembers it as a kid. Sunny Eclipse, and he has his little like he's like an alien and he has his whole little show and he sings a song and I don't know exactly how the song goes right now. I can't recall. My husband would probably be able to sing it. But it's super cute. And so that was on that cup this time around and he's like, wow, they did something for this Sunny Eclipse. So he's like, I need this cup. So yeah, that's we have so that cup.
Cool. I'm so glad that he paid attention to the details because I don't think I did. I was just so happy that I had it. I didn't even like stare at it to see what the details were. I probably should, huh?
Oh yeah, look at the details of this cup. It's really neat. So we've had some in the past because, you know, they come out with some every so often. And just the details that they put on in there and, you know, you see your different rides or something that you might enjoy. I think, doesn't this one have like the tiki birds on there? If I remember correctly,
it might. I don't know. I've only used it once since I got it. And again, I didn't even pay attention to it. I was just happy that I had it.
You're like, I scored. It's there. It's in my hand.
Exactly. It's part of my collection. It's fine. I'll pay attention to it sometime. So after I did that, I did walk over to World of Disney. And as my luck would continue, I did find the ears. And so I'm texting all of my friends who knew how obsessed I was with these ears, including Emily, letting them know that I found them. So I bought one pair and then I bought a second pair because Emily said she needed one for your friend, right?
Yeah. My friend was asking because I was there the week before and it hadn't come out yet. And cast members were saying, well, everything comes out first at Walt Disney World and then we get it about 5 days later. So sure enough, 5 days later. Yeah. It was available. We were seeing that it was there. So it was perfect timing that you made a trip right on time and they had them there.
Yeah, I was so happy. And I'm one of those people who look through all of the ears for the most part that's on display because they are all different. Like they're not all the same. So in some of them, like the bow is kind of tilted and in some of them it's straight on. And I really favored the bow that was tilted. So I ended up getting a pair that looked like that. That and because ears are so expensive that I want to make sure that there's no like visual flaws that I can see. And so I get really nitpicky because I did go over to the wall of ears and there were some pirate ears that I really wanted to get. But the medallion in the front kept like folding over and I don't like that. I want it to sit perfectly center. So I didn't even get a pair of those ears because I couldn't find one that would liked. Perfectly center. Yeah. I'm not going to spend $35 and it not be perfect. No.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to spend that money. You want it to be looking nice. I know like the ears that I have been looking at are the Dooney ones. They have. Oh, right? I had my cousin looking and she goes, they're sold out. And I go, okay, when are they going to bring them out again? And they go, and they're supposed to come out with the dog Dooney and Burke ears. Those are so cute. And she goes, you realize that they're pretty pricey. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know they're really pricey, but see if you can find them for me. Mm-hmm. But they're super cute. I'm like, these are super cute. She was saying that she saw a guest wearing them and she complimented her on them. And I'm like, yeah, those are like hard to get, nearly impossible. The cast members say they sell out before they can even really put them on the shelves. People are just grabbing them quick.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that one I didn't know that. And then I looked on Shop Disney, or now it's called the Disney Store. I couldn't find them on there either. And I'm like, well, maybe the dog ones. Maybe on my trip to Walt Disney World, I'll find them.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to have to get a hold of those ears. I honestly wanted to look at them, too. But I was afraid that if I looked at them, I'd be like magical millennial where she was like, okay, now I have to buy them. And I'm like, no, my husband would kill me. Absolutely kill me if I did that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do that. I didn't even tempt myself. I did go into that shop, though, because I know exactly where they're sold at. And I still went into that shop. But I didn't buy any.
Like the ones, did you see the ones that had the Swarovski crystals with the pink, like they had pink Swarovski crystals on them?
I don't think so.
Those were very pricey. And
oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted those too. I didn't get them. I'm like, no, contain yourself. You have a lot of ears. Don't get any more ears. But those Swarovski crystal ones, they were beautiful. You know, you would see a lot of influencers wearing them. Uh-huh. But yeah, those were really nice. I go, maybe the Dooney ones. Maybe I'll get those.
For sure the Dooney ones. I don't really see a lot of people wearing those ones. Mm-mm. But they're super cute. I think what I love about them is that they're so classic Dooney. I feel like because I used to work in Macy's and my department was a handbag department. So we carried a lot of Dooney and Burke. So I learned a lot about the company and have a few myself. Mm-hmm. And so I value that company. They make quality product. And seeing those ears, it kind of took me back to, you know, when me and my husband met, because that's where we met, working at Macy's. And just my best friend, Nora, and like our time working together there. And so it just brings back so many memories. And yeah, those ears are like so classic Dooney and I love it.
Yeah, they're pretty. I mean, and like you said, the quality is really good. It's just like I have a lot of Disney Dooney bags and I just love each one. I have them. And so that's why, like, my cousin Jordan goes, if something ever happens to you, I'm inheriting all your Doonies. Those are mine. Don't even think about, you know, giving them or anybody else. You know, they're not in line for those. I'm taking them.
All right. So after my excitement from World of Disney, I decided to take the tram back to my car so that I could go and check into my hotel. I was staying at the Howard Johnson in Anaheim, also lovingly referred to the Hojo. And so the Rope Drop and Park Hop podcast was able to get a special code for their group. So I was able to save a little money by staying there too. So that was really awesome. I really appreciate saving some money, especially on hotel. I would have stayed longer if it wasn't going to cost me so much, but so I just stayed the two nights there, but it's a lovely hotel. I really enjoyed it. I was in building 5 this time and I had a really nice room. It was pretty big for just me. It had 2 beds in it. So I used one of the beds to like lay out my outfits every night and put my ears on top so I could easily choose which ears I was going to wear. So I made the best of the space. I will mention, though, it was really weird when I walked into the room. Because I walked into the room and I'm just like walking around putting down my stuff, right? And I keep hearing like there's a window open. And I'm on the first floor. Okay, so I'm on ground level. And I'm like, what is that sound? So I walk over and I have like a balcony door, but the balcony door wasn't locked. It was like ajar. And I was like, oh my gosh. So paranoid me starts looking under the bed and in the closets.
Oh no.
Nobody was in there, guys. I was safe.
No one hiding in your closet?
Nobody in the closet. Nobody underneath my bed. Thank the Lord. But isn't that weird? Like, I like, who forgets to close that door? It's so weird. But I closed it and I locked it.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
I just thought that was so funny.
And as a solo trip, I think I would be looking through everything, too. I'd be checking my closet under the bed to make sure there's nobody hiding in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So after I unpacked and did all of that stuff, I was getting ready because at this point we were going to do our first meetup, which was going to be a 6 p.m. dining reservation at Storytellers, which is inside the Grand Californian Hotel. And they're probably best known for, you know, their character breakfast in the morning, which I have done plenty of times. I've even done it for my birthday. I love character breakfast. I'm just one of those people who love the characters and love any interaction, whether I'm by myself or with my kids. I find that enjoyable. But for dinner, they don't have that. They do, however, have it at Goofy's Kitchen if you're looking for a character dinner. They do have it at Goofy's Kitchen, which is located in the Disneyland Hotel. So I walk over to the Grand Californian, hustling and bustling because I forget how long security is in the evening. Have you ever noticed that if you go in the evening?
Yeah. And so did you walk or did you go through the Pixar again?
No. So I walked from my hotel this time.
Okay. Yeah, it's sometimes in the evening that area can get pretty packed. I've seen it even in the mornings. It just depends on that street. It's odd timing when it gets packed. Because I like that entrance, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So I had to wait a little longer in security and then walk to Storytellers, but I made it there just in time and got to meet the group. And by the time everyone got there, I want to say there was 16 of us all together. So they were trying to pool all of the reservations together. Because do you have experience with this, Emily, that when you have a large group, you kind of split up the reservation?
Yeah, you have to with that mm-hmm. one. So you had 16. That's a big group.
Yeah. So yeah. Three people. So it was the two hosts and their friend made a reservation for like six people, I think, because they were counting on 18, but I think a couple couldn't make it. So I think we ended up with either 16 or 17. Oh. So it took a while for them to get us a table because we were a lot of people. And even when we did get our table, we weren't all sitting together. We were kind of like in an L shape. So some of us were kind of parallel to the buffet and some of us were kind of parallel to the aisle. So we kind of made like this L shape, but there was still like an aisle in between us. So we could see each other, but we all had to kind of, in a way, pick our host of who we were going to sit with because they separated themselves too so that, you know, we can sit at least with one of them, right? Which I thought was really sweet and really smart. And so I sat at the table with the host, Katie. And I chose Katie at this point because I had already met Aaron. So I wanted to get to know Katie a little bit more and the group that we were sitting with. So it was really nice to sit there and have a meal and you know, get to know all of your fellow Disney people. Out of the whole group, there was one child. She was 10 years old, and she was so lovely. She is going to grow up to be a Disney adult, I can already tell. She is such a fanatic, and she was the sweetest thing. And being the only kid there in a room full of adults, she really held her own. So she was a lovely girl. Kudos to her mama. And it's a buffet at Storytellers. I wish I remember what I got. I can't even tell you what I ate. I know at one point I got up because they had that, those carrots. Have you ever eaten in Galaxy's Edge, Emily?
Yeah, I've had a few places that I've stopped and tried food from. There, like the Ronto Roasters and... That other
have you ever gotten boxers? Those carrots? They're like these little long carrots. I don't know if they only put them in the kids' meals or what, but I've gotten them before because I like to order the kids' meals over there for some reason. Probably because it comes with mac and cheese and I'm a kid at heart.
Sometimes the kids' meals are some of the best meals.
I know, right? I think you were telling me that about Walt Disney World last time that you guys ordered the kids' meal. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that because, yeah, at Galaxy's Edge, I do order the kids meal because it comes with a little piece of chicken thigh. It comes with mac and cheese, and then it's got this really cute carrot. But I love cooked carrots, and they had that style over at Storytellers. So I literally got like a plate with some of those carrots and some other things that I can't remember, of course. But they weren't good.
Oh,
they didn't
no.
taste like the ones from Galaxy's Edge. I think they were cold. It was.
Well, that's it like sometimes good. A problem with, you know, doing the buffets. Uh-huh. Sometimes, you know, things just kind of sit out. It's been a while since we've had food from Storytellers. Ever since it became a buffet, uh-huh. we kind of haven't gone. It's just
so for it us. Was- It did have a menu before, right? Because mm-hmm. It wasn't my first time having dinner there. The last time we had dinner there, my middle son, it was for his fourth birthday. We did a family trip and we were staying at the Grand Californian. And when we sat down for dinner, they gave us a menu.
Mm-hmm. So they used to do that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So then it wasn't always a buffet.
No. No, it's a bummer. I liked when they had a pre-buffet. The breakfast was great. And then that was like an option. I remember for breakfast, you could do buffet or you can just have, you know, order your entree. So that was a nice option. But then they just went completely, everything was buffet. I don't think we've gone back since then. We just usually go to like Craftsman. And we've done Napa Rose. It's it's been a few years. We need to go back and do Napa Rose again and see how.
Oh, okay. That's so interesting, because I feel like my meal wasn't spectacular. But when we did have it with the sit down with the menu, it was really good. I remember, I can't tell you what I ordered, but I can tell you it was really good. At least that was the lasting memory that I had. But, you know, I mean, the food wasn't spectacular, but it was good. You know, I ate well. So, oh, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. So glad that you have that knowledge, because I would have never, I would have just thought, oh, maybe it was just you get to choose, or maybe, I don't know, like that was so weird.
No, yeah, it's changed a lot. And we normally, like I said, we try different, mainly go to Craftsman Bar a lot.
Yeah.
That one's really nice. Just the different foods that they have there. But I mean, I'm sure it's still, I mean, it wasn't as tasty as you expected at Storytellers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, buffets can be hit or miss a lot of times. Yeah. We have reservations to go do 1900 Park Fair since it opened up again. And that is buffet style. I love it for breakfast. My husband was not as crazy about it. But he's like, I'm willing to try it.
Yeah.
And he's not a big buffet person, but he loves like Boma at Animal Kingdom. He loves their buffet. He says it's excellent. So we'll see how 1900 Park Fair is. And then we're going to do Topolino's. So there's a few other ones. So, you know, you just never know with buffets, but that's good to know. I can decide to go try Storytellers or not.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so after the meetup, I kind of struggled on what I was going to do, because I think I left. It was like 8:30-ish. And I told myself and the group that I was going to go back to Disneyland and, you know, enjoy the parks. But knowing that I was going to rope drop the next morning with the group, because there was the next meetup was the next morning, we were all going to rope drop Jungle Cruise. I kind of like called my husband and I was like, should I go back to Disneyland or should I go back to my hotel and just kind of, you know, chill out and enjoy the fact that I get to sit in a room quiet. No children yelling in the background. And so he was like, yeah, maybe you should do that. So I kind of convinced myself, and he kind of convinced me to go ahead and head back to the hotel. And that's what I did. Just enjoyed my solitude. You know, you don't really get that a lot when you're a mom of three and a wife. So it was really nice to just get my rest and be ready for the next day. Cause the next day I was up and raring to go. I was so excited. I got there, like maybe 15 minutes before rope drop. So, once the rope did drop, we all met in front of Jungle Cruise. And so we made sure that we got all of our group together. And, as soon as all of our group was together and we had a head count, I think we had a head count of, shoot, and I was the one who had to say it. Was it 17? It was over 10 for sure. And I happened to be the first person in the group who got in the queue. So I had to remember how many people we had. And then we all had to remember that we had to stay in the same line because we can't split up. And so we all got on the Jungle Cruise and we basically, filled up half of a boat, just us together as the group. And we had a really cool skipper. His name was Alex, which I thought was fun because, you know, my husband and my son's names are Alex. And he was super animated. He was raring and ready to go. I took videos of him just because he was so excited and he was happy and peppy. And, you know, he did such an amazing job. And I really enjoyed him and I enjoyed the cruise and it was so much fun. And after that, we all kind of like stood at the exit and some of us got to take pictures with Aaron and Katie. So I got my picture with Aaron and Katie and we just all kind of chatted for a little while. And then we all slowly kind of split off. So when I finally did split off, I decided I was going to make my second attempt on Space Mountain. I forgot what time it was. It was probably about 8:30 by the time I got over there. And so I went through the exit thinking that single rider was open. And so I didn't see the sign for single rider. So I asked the cast member and he said, oh, single rider doesn't open until 10. So I was like, oh, okay. So I guess I have to go through the queue. Luckily, the queue was only 25 minutes. So, but I had to walk all the way back. I'm in the exit. Come on, guys. Let me in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it was, I think it ended up being a little longer than 25 minutes by the time I got on the ride, but I did get to go on the ride. So that was fun. And then after that, I went on Star Tours because I was very interested to see if I would get a new scene, because new scenes are supposed to be coming out on Star Tours featuring Ahsoka and Boba Fett and Mandalorian and stuff. So I was like, all right, let's try my luck again and see what happens. And as luck would have it, I got Boba Fett and he was trying to kill us. But I was so excited. And me and the guy sitting next to me, we were both screaming in excitement because we were so excited to get the scene. And yeah, I just thoroughly enjoyed the ride because, you know, it's so nice when you get to experience something new. I was not the rebel spy this time, darn it.
That's always fun. I've never been the rebel spy.
I think you have to sit in a particular spot.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I don't know what it is or where it is, but yeah, so it was a little girl. And let me see. So actually, while I was in Space Mountain, I was mobile ordering my breakfast. But I had pushed my breakfast because I wanted to go on Star Tours. So by the time I got off of Star Tours, I was able to go get my breakfast. I got the breakfast burrito from Galactic Grill because that apparently is the tried and true breakfast burrito for me. It has not disappointed me, and it did not disappoint me this trip either.
What's in it? I have never tried it, so I want to know. What is this burrito?
So there's eggs, hash brown, bacon, sausage, and cheese. I want to say all of those things are in it. And I'm not really a big bacon person either, but I love that they have like crispy hash browns in there. That really elevates it for me.
That is going to have to be something I need to try on my next trip.
Yeah, for sure. It's so good. I recommend it. After that, what did I do? I saw that Mickey and Minnie's was 25 minutes. I wasn't even done with my breakfast yet, and I just happened to be scrolling through the app, and I saw that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was 25 minutes, so I packed up my stuff and started fast walking my little tushy over to Toontown, and I get there, and I'm in line, and all happy, and yay! And after a few minutes, probably like 10 or 15, the ride breaks down again and they empty the queue.
That is so disappointing.
Come on, Mickey and Minnie's, just work.
We always get there when it breaks. It's already broken down. And so I'm like, it's going to open up. It's going to open up. Yeah. We just have to sit here or stand here and wait. So we'll stand there and I think waiting like 5-10 minutes later, it opens up again. And I'm like, let's run. Try to get there before it breaks down again. And exactly. So, yeah, that's how we've managed to get on it right when it breaks down. They're like, oh, people have been waiting for a long time. I go, no, it's going to open up. It'll open up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's smart. That's very smart. So, yeah, no luck with that. So I walked over to It's a Small World because it said it was only 20 minutes. It was not 20 minutes. I baked in the sun for about 40, I think. At least that's how it felt. It was probably 30, but it felt like 40. It was so warm by that time. I don't even remember what time it was, but it was already warm. And yeah, there was no way that line was 20 minutes, but I finally got on my boat and took my tour through all of the countries and enjoyed myself. After that, I did something that I don't normally do. I got on Matterhorn. I usually send the kids by themselves on single rider, but this time I decided, you know what? I'm going to go on it by myself. So I got on the single rider line and got on the Matterhorn. Do you like that ride, Emily? Do you get on it?
Love it. I love that ride. but I don't get to get on it because my husband is so tall that it's very uncomfortable for him. I only, now that Jordan's now on the East Coast, she's the one that would ride it with me. I don't have anybody to ride it with. So that's like one of the, that one and the teacups. I don't get to ride those, you know, unless I go do it by myself.
Yeah. Well, luckily they're a single rider. You can do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do it by myself. Yeah.
I liked it. It was, I still had fun. And of course I got the wrong end, the very jerky. And do you believe that there's a smooth side and a rough side?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do too. Mm-hmm. And I always get the rough side for some reason. It's like, oh, she's short. She can handle it. let's see. What did I do after that? After that, I went to go see how long the line was for the photo excursions because I wanted to do it again. Spoiler alert, I never did get to do it again. But I will tell you that at this point, when I walked by, the line was not only all the way down the bridge, but it was curving around in the hub of Main Street over there. And I was like, oh no, that's a long line. And you can tell that a lot of these people are probably influencers on Instagram because some of them are very, very dressed up to take their photos, which I found very fascinating. No shade to anybody. I think it's wonderful. That's part of the reason why I wanted to do it too, because I wanted to have content for whenever I need it to. So I thought it's a great opportunity. And right now they're doing it in DCA. So I think, I don't know if I have a trip in time to do it in DCA though.
We're in DCA. Yeah. So I know, because when you said this, I'm like, oh, I need to do this for my next trip. Yes, I'm going to be by myself. I need to try this. Sounds fun.
I'll look it up for you and let you know, because there's a few locations, but I don't know where the line starts, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that way I can go dressed up. I'll find a Disney outfit. But it's
really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. And then, so I decided to take a walk down Main Street. And I don't remember if it was this day or the day before, but I walked in a lot of like the Main Street shops and the shops in New Orleans, because I was looking at all the jewelry shops. I am honestly in the market for a new charm bracelet, a Disney charm bracelet, because I have one from Forever 21 and it's kind of like tarnishing. And I want like a real gold one or something that's not going to tarnish, because I wear it every single day and I love it. So I was trying to see if I could find something, but I didn't find anything. So as I'm walking down Main Street, I decide, okay, you know what? It's time for me to go say hi to Mr. Lincoln. I haven't done this attraction in years. And I think me and Emily were even talking about it before my trip. And it's been something that I've been wanting to do on my solo trip. So I went in and enjoyed like all of the pictures and paintings that are in there. As soon as you go in, it's a beautiful museum, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then took photos of things that, you know, that interested me, and just waited for the doors to open to go see Mr. Lincoln. I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, it may not be the most spectacular attraction, but it's kind of, I would rank it the same as Tiki Room. You know, it's just one of those things that you go and you sit and enjoy to kind of get out of the heat and stuff. But it's also, when you think about it, and I think Emily, you mentioned this, you know, it's Walt's favorite president. And when you put it in that perspective, you kind of go in there as kind of like a respect and a nod to Walt and to Abraham Lincoln, just because it's so nice. And the fact that Abraham Lincoln is the first, you know, human animatronic that Disney created, right? Mm-hmm. That just makes it even more special to go in there. So when I walked out, I was just kind of like looking through the app, trying to see what I can do. And I started noticing a lot of cast members hovering over by where the parade route comes out. And that's usually where characters like to come out when they're going to do meet and greets. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to stand here for a little bit, see who's going to show their face. And so the first character out happened to be Goofy. And then the next character was Daisy. And I honestly wanted to go get a picture with Daisy, but there were so many people running to her. I was like, no, I better not. So I kind of, you know, kept my hindsight and was seeing who else was next. And Minnie was the next to come out. And she had a smaller following. So I decided to walk run into her little line. And I was probably like the fifth person in line. So I went and had a fun interaction with Minnie. And by the time I took a picture with her, where they set up her was like in the middle of where the train station is. So in the middle of that garden area, there's a circle path. And her line went all the way around that little circle gated patch of like flowers. And so I was telling Minnie, I was like, look at all these people who are in line for you. My goodness, you're so popular. Thank you for making time for me. And of course, she was so sweet and, you know, gestured how much she appreciated my comment. And then we took our photos. So I love to have those little interactions with the characters. It's so fun. Who's your favorite character to go talk to, Emily?
I think I would have loved seeing Daisy. And yeah. Minnie. I like Minnie and Daisy. I like those characters. Mm-hmm. The last time we did was Sleeping Beauty. And then prior to that, we ran into Cruella. That was so much fun. Oh. She's so, you know, interactive and, yeah. You know, just, you know, typical villain. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun seeing her.
Oh, yeah. I love seeing her, too. I love when she talks to children. I'm always interested to hear what she tells them. It's usually something dog related every time I've heard her. So I just find it hilarious. I'm like, what is she going to tell children? Like, so after I took my photo with Minnie, I decided I was going to take a little break at the hotel because my next meetup with the group was going to be for Food and Wine. And so I decided I was going to go take a break. And so after my break, I could come back refreshed. I even took a shower just because like it was so warm. I was like, I need to feel better. So I went and did that and then came back to the parks and went into California Adventure. And so I was just trying to figure out what I was going to eat. And so, because at first I was like, should I get something for the food booth or should I just mobile order something? And I couldn't decide. And I still had time to kill. So what I did is when I walked into the park, I was like, well, you know what? Since I have time, I'm going to go see how the line at Soaring is and see if the cast member is doing single rider today. But when I walked over there, the line was super long. So I was like, they're probably not doing single rider right now. So I'm not even going to bother. So I walked around and decided I was going to go to Cars and do single rider there. You know, guaranteed I'm going to do single rider there. And I think at that point, the wait time was 160 minutes. And so when I was walking up to single rider, he was saying that it was going to take about 45 minutes. It took me like half an hour to finally get up to the front and ride the ride. So it wasn't even that bad. So that was a lot of fun. And then, so when I got off the ride, I checked mobile order and because I was going to get the tacos. So I'm going to go from the sandwich to the tacos from each park. The Quesadilla tacos over there in San Francisco. And so I pulled up mobile order and oh my gosh, the wait time for mobile order was pretty lengthy. So I was like, no, I'm not going to have enough time. So I just decided to go ahead and do the Food and Wine. So I went to one of the booths and one of the ones that had the shortest line so that I could order everything that I wanted there and then take it with me. So I ordered the beef brisket slider. I ordered the s'mores tart. And then I ordered the watermelon cucumber mojito. When I originally ordered that, I asked for the dragonfly glass because you could buy it with the glass too. And I guess they didn't hear me because it wasn't on my receipt and I didn't realize that until I picked it up, but we'll get to that. But one of the reasons why I wanted to buy it was because on the podcast, Rope Drop and Park Hop, they were going over the food and wine menu. And because they were going over each item that's on the menu, all of them list that glass. And so every time it popped up, they would say it. And it was just funny. It was just like this funny bit that they did. So some of us decided we were going to buy the glass because it was just that funny bit. And it was going to bring back good memories, right? But I went and I picked up my brisket and my tart because the drink was all the way in Hollywood Land. But we were meeting over in Paradise Gardens, so I wasn't going to walk all the way back. So I decided I was going to get that later. It's fine. I have water with me, so I can drink that and I will eat my food. So I think last episode we did talk about that food that we both, because you tried those two things too, right?
Yeah, I tried both of them and I liked them. I really like that watermelon mojito. When I go back, yeah, that's something that I'm going to put on my list to try again.
Yeah. So since we talked about that, I don't need to bring that up again. So once I got to the area, it was pretty packed. So we weren't sure if we were going to get a table. So I said, hey, maybe under Silly Symphony, because I remember during Lunar New Year, there was tables over here. There was no tables for food and wine under Silly Symphony. At least there wasn't that day. So I found that odd. And all of the benches were taken. So as I was walking around, one of the girls that I had met the day before was there. And she's like, oh, I found a spot over here. And I said, okay. So we ended up like next to Boardwalk Pizza, facing the Emotional Whirlwind and by Silly Symphony Swing. So we were over there in that little corner. And so we decided to strategize. And anytime somebody got up from a table, one of us would go save it. So that's what we did so that when our group came together, we could all kind of sit in the same vicinity. So we waited around for everybody to show up and we were able to gather some tables together and we all visited and enjoyed food together and told each other, you know, oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. And, you know, just kind of talking about everything. So it was nice to see everybody again. One of the girls I was sitting next to, her name was Jessica. And she had a couple of lightning lanes that she wasn't going to be able to use all by herself. So she asked me if I wanted to join her to go on Soarin'. And I said, oh, yeah, that'd be great. I've been wanting to go on Soarin' over California. And so, yeah, thank you. And so we walked over there and got on Soarin' and enjoyed all of the beautiful smells of California. I honestly think that that's the superior ride, Emily. I like it way better than World.
I do too. It's just, you could see the recordings better. You don't see the tilted Taj Mahal and the Eiffel Towers tilted. And it just doesn't look right when you see the World one. I mean, I love elephants. So the Africa part is really cool. And I love the Fiji, the Samoan, you know, it's just beautiful to see all that in Fiji and the smell. Yeah. But
right,
I think Soarin' over California hands down is much better.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. So after I did that, I broke off from Jessica. Thanked her very much for sharing that with me. She did share one more lightning lane with me. And I was going to be able to do that by myself. I don't know if I should tell you guys how we did it, but
I'm curious. How did you do it?
So she screenshotted her lightning lane for me because she was going to leave the park. She wasn't going to use it. So she screenshotted her. It was actually a multiple experience pass that she got. So I ended up using that later. I don't see why it should be, you know, taboo or bad to do. She wasn't going to use it.
People used to give you fast passes back in the day. You know, I'm not That's using true. This. See, you can have it.
We can do it digitally too. Come on, guys. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I'm not breaking any rules. Sorry, Disney, if I am, but I only used it on one ride. Okay. So after I broke off from her, I went and picked up my drink and got in line for Monsters. I really do like Monsters. It's such a cute ride. And it reminds me of my kids too, because all of them have loved Monsters Incorporated. They've all gone through like fits of like wanting to watch monsters every day, like all three of them. And you guys know how old my kids are and how far apart they are. So it's so amazing to have like these memories with them. So that's why I like these rides.
Yeah, it's a cute ride. And Monsters at Work, the show, I love that.
Uh-huh.
It's, yeah, I just think, I think it's such a cute movie. Yeah. So yeah, I agree with you. We love doing that one, but the line is always so long for that one.
It usually is. Yeah. So after that, I did decide to walk to Disneyland. I wanted to get on Pirates, but it was broken. So I decided to go to the Adventureland Treehouse because I still hadn't gone through it. But I also didn't want to climb it because I wasn't about to put all of that pressure on my legs when I still had one more day to go. So I just did the bottom level of the treehouse, which is still amazing, you guys. It's so beautiful and gorgeous. I got some really great photos of the treehouse. Have you gone through the treehouse, Emily?
Not since they've redone it. And you think that we would because we love Swiss Family Robinson. I grew up watching that movie all the time as a kid. It's one of those Disney classics that they have. So I do want to go check it out. I want to see what they brought in there and if it reminds me anything of the movie. I know there's a lot of stuff about it. So I'm going to have to check it out this next trip.
Definitely. It was very lovely. I would have loved to climb it, but like I said, you know, I got to save my body for my 3-day trip. So, but that first level was still beautiful. So beautiful. There's a waterfall. I got to see Jane, the ostrich. And so, yeah, I mean, it was still really nice just to see that. And then after that, I decided that the lightning lane that I was gifted, I would use it on Indiana Jones. And so I used it on Indiana Jones and had my fun going through the temple and had so much fun. I'm so glad that I was able to go on that ride because that's not a ride that I would typically go on a solo trip unless there's another adult with me. Just because, you know, it's such a long queue and to stand there by yourself. Typically, if I'm by myself, I don't want to stand in a long queue. I'll get in all the ones that are short because you can't talk to yourself in a long queue. So
I've done a long queue by myself. So yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah, exactly. So then after that, it was about time for fireworks to start. And so I made my way to Main Street because I haven't seen the fireworks from Main Street with the projections. And so I really wanted to get a view from there. I had to cut through a few shops just so that I could get onto Main Street, but I did it and I found an empty section and I was able to, get my Disney adult fun on, if you want to say. I don't know. I had so much fun just acting like a kid, being so excited for fireworks. I'm a dancer. I love dancing with the music, singing along and just like, you know, having fun with it. So I was living my best life watching the fireworks, and I'm so glad that I did that. And the projections on Main Street are so, so cool. It's so nice to be surrounded by the projections. It's so cool. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. The last few times, there was no fireworks because of the weather. So that was kind of a bummer. That's nice that you got to see the fireworks because that's the whole point of it, is seeing the projections with the fireworks. So
So after that, I decided I'm going to get on Big Thunder. And I think the wait time was like 25 minutes. It wasn't even very long. And it was true to its wait time. I was on and off in 25 minutes. Had so much fun. And then I decided I'm going to try this one more time, Emily. I'm trying Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway one last time.
And did you get on it?
Guess what, guys, I got on. Yes.
Yay.
Oh my goodness. Third time's the charm, apparently. I was honestly crossing my fingers, you guys. I was just like, please get me on this ride. I made it into the theater and I was like, yes, it's happening, you guys. But honestly, you guys, I didn't put all my eggs in one basket when I got into the theater because every time I got kicked out of the ride, I was almost to the theater and people were let into the theater and the ride would break. So I was like, I'm not even going to put all my, you know, eggs in one basket and think that just because I'm in the theater, it's all good. So they started playing the movie and I, spoiler alert, if you haven't been on the ride, I walk through the screen and get to the train and yeah, the ride's still working. And I'm just like, yay, I'm going on the ride. So I made sure that that was my last ride for the night. I think it was about 11:30 by the time I left the park. It was starting to get cold or else I would have stayed. If I wasn't cold, I would have stayed until park closed. I was really dedicated this day that I was going to get through.
And you got and on
so
it.
I had one more day. Yes, I know. Okay, so one last day, guys. So unfortunately, when I woke up, I was supposed to rope drop Guardians with everybody. And Erin from Rope Drop and Park Hop had promised me she was going to hold my hand through the ride, guys, because this would be my second time on the ride. And I wouldn't say I'm a fan and I wouldn't say I'm opposed. I would say I'm indifferent. So I was willing to go on it with them. But when I woke up that morning, I was not feeling well at all. And so I texted them and said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it. And Erin joked, oh, this is just your way of getting out of Guardians. And so I kind of chuckled. And no, it wasn't my way. Unfortunately, I was honestly not feeling that great. So I got up very slowly and started getting ready and started packing and doing all those things because I have to do all those things so that I can check out of my hotel. So I check out of my hotel and it's probably around 10-ish, I think. And I check out and I have to drive again to the parking structure. And so I park and as I'm waiting in line, you know, waiting to park my car and stuff, I'm texting the group, but I'm like, because I'm thinking, well, it's Sunday. It's brunch time, guys. It's brunch time at Lamplight Lounge. And that's my favorite, favorite, favorite. And so I texted the group and I said, anybody interested in going to Lamplight for brunch? And I got a couple of responses. And one of them was kind of like, yeah, I want to go, but I don't know if I can. And one of them was like, yes, I'm going with you. So I parked my car, made my way to California Adventure, walk through the gates, and I get to Lamplight Lounge, and the person who was meeting me was Katie from Rope Drop and Park Hop. So I got to have a one-on-one brunch with Katie, and it was so nice. It was so amazing, and it was a lot of fun. And the one thing about being a podcaster and listening to podcasts is you get to know people very well, right? And so one of the things about Katie is that she does have an allergy, so when the cast members ask you if there's an allergy in your party, like I immediately already know what her allergy is. And I'm telling the cast member what her allergy is. And she's like, you're so sweet that you remember. I'm just like, I mean, you kind of, those things last with you. And I was like, you know what? My nephew actually has an allergy too. So every time we're here with him, I always tell them about his allergy too, because he's allergic to coconut. So being at a place that serves fish and, you know, island stuff, you want to make sure that there's not going to be any cross-contamination. So yeah, so we checked in and we had a lovely brunch. I ordered chilaquiles. And you know what? I think she ordered the same thing. Did she order the same thing? Yes, I think she did. And then I was telling her about this drink. Have you ever seen this drink, Emily? I think it's called cinnamon toast cereal instead of crunch. It's called cinnamon toast cereal.
I think I've heard of it. I don't know, yeah, if I've tried it, but I think I know I've heard of it. I've seen it.
So I was telling Katie about it because they put it in this like milk jug looking glass. So it looks so cute. But I'm not willing to try it either. Like it just doesn't look good to me. Like, I don't know, because it looks like milk. And I'm like thinking milk and alcohol, those two things don't go with each other in my mind anyway. So, but I'm always fascinated when they make it. But it took our entire brunch for us to finally see them make it, because the whole time we were watching them make mimosa flights, one right after another, right after another. I really wanted to ask the cast members there, how many they make on a brunch day, like how many flights they make, because they were pouring them out like one right after another. It was so interesting.
Oh yeah, their mimosa flights are awesome. I love the mimosa flights. I love
them. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we were sitting at the bar. That's why we were so that's why we were so interested in the drinks that they were making. So after my brunch with Katie, I went and did PhilharMagic. I like these little things. I like those little, especially when I'm by myself, I really want to do like all of these smaller attractions that you just kind of sit down and relax at. So I enjoyed PhilharMagic. And then my friend Ruben made an appearance. He decided to come to spend a little time with me at California Adventure. So I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but he used to be a cast member for Monsters. So we decided to go on Monsters and we did the buddy pass with them since it was just the two of us. But it's so funny walking in the ride with him because he's almost like a celebrity. Everybody knows who he is. They remember him. And I find it hilarious. And I tease him about it too. I'm just like, look at you, celebrity at the Monsters ride. So we did that. And then we went to Cars and we got on Car Single Rider. And then he was like, hey, do you want to go see the parade at Disneyland? I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to watch Magic Happens and I still haven't seen it. And we ended up getting there a little late because he thought it started at 3:30, but I thought it started at 3:00. And I think we got there around like 3:10-ish. So we got there, got to Main Street. And yeah, it had already started. So we kind of missed Mickey. The first float I saw was Moana. So that's where we started at the parade, was the Moana float. So I think for the most part, I saw most of the parade. But again, I'm, you know, that weird Disney adult who's dancing around and having fun. Enjoying myself. It's a really cute parade. I wish I wasn't in the sun, though, because that makes it a little less enjoyable because the sun's beating down on you and you're just like, ah. But it was still a really nice parade. And then we decided we were going to get a snack and head to the Tiki Room. Ruben wanted a Dole Whip, and I don't like Dole Whip, but mobile order was crazy. It was like 60 minutes out, and I was just like, Ruben, I don't think you're getting your Dole Whip. Do you want to try Tropical Hideaway? So we walk over to Tropical Hideaway, and same thing.
Oh.
Long line.
No Tropical Hideaway?
No Tropical Hideaway. So no Dole Whip for him either. So I don't remember what he ended up getting. What did he get?
Okay, so do you...
Oh, we went... Huh?
So a question. Do you like...
Yeah.
It's, you don't like Dole Whips, but do you like Tropical Hideaway?
I do like Tropical Hideaway. I like the food Tropical Hideaway. Because I will go there. I will bypass all of those Dole Whip people. And my husband hates when I do this. But I want lumpia. So I'm like, hey, guys, I just want the lumpia. Can I go ahead of you? And for the most part, they usually say yes. They don't care. So.
Oh, no. I love the strawberry shortcake, Tropical Hideaway, the Dole Whip. It's amazing. Oh, and I asked for a few extra stuff that they're not supposed to do. But I convinced the cast members to do it for me.
Nice.
And I go, because it would taste so much better if they just did it the way, you know. So they'll do it for me sometimes. They're like, there's just can't be any managers nearby, but go ahead. We'll make it for you like that. So I love it. That's one of my favorites. And they need to keep it. That strawberry shortcake is delicious.
Oh, nice. So I've tried the other flavors. I've had watermelon before. They'll bring different flavors during the summer. And I think they usually have that mango one too, right? But I'm not a mango person. My husband likes that mango one with the chile and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the cucumber. Uh-huh. But I'm not into that either. So yeah, just not a Dole Whip fan. So I think Ruben settled on getting a pickle from the bazaar in Adventureland. And then I wanted a frozen banana because I really love the frozen bananas. So that's what we took into the Tiki Room as our snack, because you're allowed to eat and drink in the Tiki Room as long as you take your trash with you, according to the cast member. And we sat and enjoyed the Tiki Room. I love the tiki room. Do you like the tiki room?
I love the tiki room.
Well, yeah, you must. I mean, you've got Gigi.
Yeah, Gigi's named after the tiki room. I know, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Because of the different names, Colette and mm-hmm. Gigi and Fifi. And so we were testing out my dog to see if she'll answer to Fifi or Colette or any of the other ones. And she looks at you like, who are you talking to? so yeah, she definitely knows her name. And she just doesn't know that she's named after one of the birds in the tiki room.
Yeah, you're actually a bird. You're not a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. And that was the last thing I did before I had to go home, because at this point it's the afternoon and I still have a 3-hour drive. So that's where I said goodbye to my friend and goodbye to Disneyland. And see you next time, and good night to Walt. So that was my trip.
Do you say good night to Walt, or you know, or like walk by? I know a lot of people's tradition, you know, went right over in his apartment. They'll like, you know, kind of do like a nod to him, or you know, they do different things.
I wouldn't say I do it every time, but if I do pass by, I always look up at least. Sometimes with the kids, I'll be like, good night, Walt. And they'll say, goodbye, Walt. You know, I don't do it every time, but if I do pass by the apartment, I always have to look up at least.
And see that the light is on. It's always on.
The light is on. It better be on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, that does it for this episode, right, Emily? So I know you already mentioned in the intro your next trips, but do you want to give listeners dates, or are you not comfortable with dates?
No, I'm fine with giving dates. So I will be at Disneyland April 1st, 2nd, and we're leaving the 3rd. So I might pop in there really quick. Mm-hmm. And then Walt Disney World will be there April 24th through April 30th is our last day. And so we'll be checking out some of the resorts, doing some resort hopping, checking out the parks, Fresh Air, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom's my favorite, and then Epcot is my second favorite. So we'll be doing that. And then more than likely, we're going to do Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. I think we're going to do like a 2-day park hopper, because Hollywood Studios to me is like a shorter park day, and so is Magic Kingdom. So we'll kind of pop in to those places really quick.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. When you go to Magic Kingdom, do you just stick to Walt Disney World specific rides, or do you still go on rides that are at Disneyland as well?
Most of the time we do rides that are just Walt Disney World specific. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll pop in and do other ones. Like we've done Pirates. Pirates is a little different there. I like our Pirates mm-hmm. better. Carousel of Progress, like I brought out, People Mover. We'll go into the Americas and see, like, you know, the Hall of Presidents and all those mm-hmm. little. And then right outside of Hall of Presidents, it's the Muppets. They'll do like a little show thing. Oh. You can see kind of going on there. Cool. I'm trying to think what else we do. We've done the You Love Snow White. Uh-huh. We talked about that.
Yes.
They have, you know, Mine Train there. Oh, so we haven't done Mine Train in a while. Not these last trip. Like this last trip, we didn't do it. But the trip prior to that, I did do Mine Train. It's just such a long line for that ride. And it's so short. It's like less than a minute. Oh. So it's like, is it really worth it? So yeah, those are the ones that we normally do and do the fireworks. And then like Hollywood Studios is a park very similar to, you know, Disneyland and California Adventure. I think it's got like a mix of both. So there's not many rides there that are different.
Yeah,
not too many. I feel like you got Slinky Dog Dash and you have Tower of Terror and Rock and Roll Roller Coaster. You got the Muppet Show there. And I think, and then they have their Indiana Jones stunt show. So that's something to watch. I do have Fantasmic on my list because everyone says you need to do the Fantasmic over there. And that Fantasmic, since my cousin works at the park, at Hollywood Studios, she says that one is very similar to World of Color. So I'm interested in seeing how that one looks.
Yeah, because they have a water backdrop too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I need to see it. I need to see that one. We haven't seen that one yet. We usually watch the show that they have is a projection show that's right there on the main part of Hollywood Studios. We've seen that one a few times and we love that projection show. And it has like, you know, all the characters and the movies and the music, and it's really pretty.
Nice.
So we've done that. So those are my next trips coming up. We'll get to check out a few resorts too. We're going to do Grand Floridian. We're going to go see the Riviera. If there's anything you want to know about or hear about or any pictures, you know, to post, absolutely, I'll be glad to share with everyone. Because it'll be fun. I'm excited for this trip.
I'm excited for you too. And I can't wait for you to recap your trip, but I want you to enjoy your trip too. So my next trip will be in April as well. But after Emily, in between Emily's two trips. Mm-hmm. So me and my husband will once again be doing Star Wars night. And which is kind of nostalgic to me, because when I started this podcast, that was the first thing I talked about was Star Wars night and our trip during Star Wars night. But we're doing it in April this year, not May. And so we're going April 15th for the day so that we can do food and wine at California Adventure. But I did buy him a park hopper so that we could hop in case, you know, he wants to go get Bengal barbecue, because that's another one of his favorites. And then we're going to do Star Wars night that Tuesday, April 16th. So we will be in the parks during that day. I'm already putting together my outfit. I've decided I'm going to bound as Ahsoka. And I have Ahsoka ears that I had gotten recently on a trip. So this year I'll do Ahsoka. Last year I did Princess Leia. So that's going to be fun.
That does sound like fun. That.
Yeah. And then I mentioned to Emily that I'm going to be staying at the Grand Legacy, and this is the first time I'm staying there. So it'll be fun to review that for everybody, because on Star Wars night, we're not going to do a park day. We're just going to do mix-in. So we're thinking about just kind of enjoying hotel amenities and going to the pool and kind of relaxing that day. And so, yeah, I'll have hopefully a good review for you guys for that too.
And you could always stop by the Anaheim Packing District. I love that place.
Oh, yeah. On Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good Wednesday thing, because we check out Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. That place is great. Does he ever, since he does Bengal barbecue, has he done Maurice's Treats? And he gets that, it's like a long bread with the garlic and cheese in it. Like a pull apart type of thing. And a lot of people get the Bengal barbecue and they put that in there and they have like, almost like a sandwich type of thing. So
we
good.
Just found out people were doing that, because he does that, but from the bread at Bengal barbecue. But we started to realize that people are starting to do that with that bread. So I think we're going to need to try that for him.
Try it. That thing, that pull apart with the cheese and the garlic, it's delicious.
Oh my gosh, it sounds delicious. Why didn't I get that while I was there? I don't remember. So many things to try, so little stomach room.
And there's always another trip. That's how I always say it. There's always another trip to try it.
Exactly. Well, speaking of trips, did you guys know that Emily can help you plan your next trip? Emily, tell them how they can reach you.
Yes. So you could reach me and Emily's Disney Adventures. I plan for concierge. I'm a travel planner. So I will be excited to book your next vacation for Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Alani, and Disney Cruise Line. And so there's a lot of great deals. Disney Cruise Line just came out with brand new news for a new ship starting next year in 2025, the Destiny. So that'll be pretty exciting. They're going to have the Treasure this year. So if you want to book your next vacation, get a hold of me on Instagram, or we'll also put in the notes my email, and you can contact me via email.
Perfect. And so we also have social media, just like Emily mentioned, she has her own Instagram account. I have my Instagram account, magic_key_adventures. It's actually my, I know the podcast is called Magic Key Adventures as well, but I usually use that. I started that first before I started the podcast. So we don't have a podcast Instagram per se. Me and Emily tag each other on everything. So when you see us on social media, anytime we're talking about park related stuff or the podcast, we do tag each other. So be sure to be following both of us so that you can catch what we're putting out there. We're trying to put out content all the time. So be sure you're following us. And then, yeah, as Emily said, you can email us. You can email the podcast. We have an email just for the podcast, magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. But we'll also link Emily's travel planning email as well so that you can get a hold of her at either one. What about, let's see, subscribe, rate, review, Emily? What do you think?
Yes, please subscribe and give us a good review. and let us know how we're doing.
Right.
I know if there's anything else we need to bring out, or feel free to send us an email or message. If you want us to try something or check something out, we'll be glad to go to do it. Or if you want any tips for anything, we'll be glad to share.
Absolutely. And yeah, be sure to share us with your friends too. Share our podcast. That's how we get out there to everybody. We'd love to be able to trip recap for you and your friends. So yeah, be sure to do that. So until our next episode, everybody, I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.
Bye.